You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you are looking for live music for your Valentine, the Sacramento Davis Soul Funk and Blues Band Gold Souls have a show tomorrow night at the Palms Playhouse in Winters. They have a, which you're going to hear in just a few minutes, rich, up-tempo dance groove with a vintage sound. They've just released a new single, too. It's called True Blue. And best of all, they're here to perform live. Hi, everybody.
Good morning, Beth.
Great to have you back in the studio. Juniper Waller on vocals. Hi, Juniper.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Billy D. Thompson back there on drums.
Hello, hello.
We have Jace Dorn on bass.
Hey there.
Hi, Jace. Matt Hevish on guitar.
Good morning.
And Alex Severson on keys.
Hi there, Beth.
So it's been 2 years for the two of you as a band together. Juniper, what have you learned? What have you learned?
Oh, my God, so much about about booking and management and leadership and teamwork and business.
Because a band now has to do all of that to really make a mark.
Yeah, the job of an independent musician is never ending.
Yeah. All right, who's nodding? Alex, you're really nodding on that idea of what's been learned.
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot. You know, we're talking, we're setting up to go to New Orleans, you know, to kind of promote this single and all the rest of the, you know, upcoming stuff that we've got, and doing a lot of this booking. You know, it gets to this point where even just practicing becomes like almost an afterthought once you get to a specific point.
It was a pretty fast pace. You had your self-titled EP in May of 2017, then the single Nobody that same year, then the album Good to Feel in the summer of 2018, now the single True Blue. Matt, somewhere along the way, you were also playing music on a cruise ship.
Yeah, so in between the album coming out to now, I was on a ship for 7 months. I left in the end of June of 2018, and I just got back a few weeks ago. So luckily we had done the work on True Blue before, and we've been getting it mixed down and cooking some other stuff up. But yeah, I was gone for quite a while, and everyone just kept on keeping on. The wheels kept turning, a lot of problem solving and troubleshooting. So
did you come back with some different perspective on playing to audiences after being on a ship?
Totally. I had a very specific gig, you know, playing in the theater of a cruise ship in a much older audience than I'm used to, because we generally have a younger crowd come to our shows here. So, yeah, totally different perspective. You know, I saw a lot of the world. So it feels good to come back. It feels like home now.
All right. Jace, you and Juniper working together on the songs and the album along with everybody else. Where do you feel yourself stretching what you knew and did before?
I feel like I keep finding new ways to kind of recommit myself to my craft and being a musician, and trying to, for me especially this year, just bringing kind of a new focus and seriousness to the things I do, new consciousness, I guess.
And Billy D. Thompson back there on drums. So a lot of people know you from a lot of different bands. Is anyone saying to you, oh, this is it, this is really your groove?
I think in a sense, yes, particularly because in this group, I feel like I get to put forward a lot more of my own like personal creative voice than a lot of the other groups I've been a part of. And we all do writing in this band, and I've found this band to be really fun to write for myself personally, and we play a lot of styles of music I feel really comfortable kind of speaking a voice in, so, or having a voice in, I guess. So yeah, in that sense, like I think in terms of creative fulfillment, that's definitely, this has been the group for me, yeah.
Thank you on this incredibly rainy, stormy day for coming out. You're going to play so much music for us, but we're going to start with the recording of that brand new single. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's just out.
It's titled True Blue. There was production and engineering by Grammy winner Timothy Bloom. So let's listen by the Gold Souls to True Blue.
Your life for me, but you might be right for me.
tried for a while, but it wasn't my style. That ain't how love should be. I dig in my heels and I sink in my teeth. It's better when it's deep. Come on, baby, get to the meat. Because I need the sweet. Yes, I need relief. Some love can be ugly, but not the one you've got for me. Yes, it's pure and true, and I got the same for you. And I know I've been acting funny too. I think I'm in love with you. And know when someone loves you, makes it hard to be blue. Hard to be blue. I said no.
True Blue is the new single by Gold Souls, just released yesterday. You're hearing the voice there of Juniper Waller with Billy Dee Thompson, Jace Dorn, Matt Hevesh, and Alex Severson. Gold Souls has a Valentine's Day show tomorrow night at the Palms Playhouse in Winters. The Midnight Dip opens the evening, and Juniper, the dance floor is going to be open. This sounds like a great night.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. They're partnering with the Poudre Creek Cafe on a dinner deal, and there's going to be champagne and chocolates, and we are encouraging everyone to come out with or without your Valentine. Plenty of single people coming, and
yeah,
platonic.
Just a night to feel some spirited love, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a party.
Can I ask about this collaboration with Tim Bloom?
Yes, please.
You worked on this in L.A. together, but the collaboration must have worked. I think you're continuing, correct?
It was a really great experience working with him. We went down there for a weekend and laid down True Blue. Those are his harmony vocals on the chorus, those beautiful, lush vocals he did. And we also recorded another song called Hot Cocoa, which we're going to play for you guys. That's going to be coming out later this spring.
I'm so excited that that's what you're performing here. So sit back and enjoy the Gold Souls. This is a single that hasn't even been released yet. It's being performed live in the Cap Radio studio. It's titled Hot Cocoa.
Tell me what's in your mixture. And I don't know what you
you put me under your spell. You said I'd never forget you. Well, I guess only time will tell. And I don't know what you want from me. Gonna let you near me, but don't try to steer me. I don't owe you nothing. No, no, no.
Souls, you can hear and see them live tomorrow night at the Palms Playhouse in Winters. Juniper Waller on those vocals. Whew, your voice has changed. I was just saying to you, I hear such a depth and foundation to it. And then you let go with all of that in that song. What are you doing? Are you working, training your voice? What's happening?
Yeah, I am a big proponent of always having a vocal coach. I am a vocal coach, and I like to study with different people. And so I've studied with some awesome people in the last couple years. Just been trying to expand my range and my abilities and my agility and studying different genres. I mean, you know, we started out very much a blues and soul band, and we've turned into, you know, we've really embraced the neo-soul genre and also the funk genre. And those are genres that I hadn't really sung before, so I really wanted to challenge myself to do them justice. And so that's what I've been working on.
Well, I got to give a big clap, everybody, to Matt for that guitar solo,
yes.
too. You know, that was really awesome. And who brought the funk beat into the band? Billy, will you give us a beat back there on the drum? Because
that would be Billy D.
Yeah,
Thompson.
The funk sound, I think, came from him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Show us.
Is this still on?
Show us, Billy.
Am I playing a beat? Or
yeah, you're going to play a beat.
Oh, yeah. Show us the funk.
Show us the funk.
Okay. So how do you say to Juniper, who's coming from this sort of soul vintage torch sound, that you can actually roll in the feel of funk and be authentic about it?
Juniper actually has like a really awesome and deep background in soul and blues, which I think soul music and funk have a lot in common. I think funk music is often more about can be a little bit more about the dance and about, like, you know, yeah, the groove and kind of having a lot of like long dance breaks and things like that. Whereas soul is like, you know, big in the storytelling and kind of like the emphasis is more on the vocals and whatnot. And so we've tried to kind of merge those two things. You know, I think it's kind of a natural, they go together pretty naturally. So it hasn't been too much of a grind to get to move the band in that direction.
All right. Well, I want to ask you before we go, is there anybody you want to say happy Valentine's Day to? We might have to share the mic, but Jace, anybody you want to wish a happy Valentine's Day to?
Happy Valentine's Day, Sammy Ann.
All right.
I'll wish a happy Valentine's Day to my mother because I haven't seen her in a long time and I miss her a lot.
How sweet. You got the mic back there, Billy. How about you?
I guess I'd wish happy Valentine's Day to Juniper here.
Alex, your turn.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to my mama.
Okay. My mama, too. It's her favorite holiday.
Well, hey, lots of love to everybody. It's been so great to have you here live. We're going to close out with more music. In fact, we're going to go back to that really great single just released yesterday. It is titled True Blue. The one to come is Hot Cocoa. Thanks a lot, Gold Souls.
Thank you, Beth.
Great to have you in the studio. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. That's happening tomorrow, and we'll be back tomorrow. Meanwhile, that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Thanks for joining us.